ticket.
It's time.
I would take your legs out and I would pummel the crap out of you.
For the emergency break of the week.
And then I would call for Lucifer to eat your soul.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You ain't no frickin', you're not a frickin' reverend, you're a frickin' freak.
By a wheels-off comment.
Freak!
Or technical meltdowns.
Getting a little bit hysterical, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Think that's a loss of broadcast
composure?
Oh
my gosh. So much loss of composure. Just Breaks brings us the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on it. And we start with a relatively new ticket employee who has been up now. This is his third candidacy for the e-break, and that's Matt McLaren.
I'm Matt McLaren.
I just started listening to Ticket. What is that about?
There used to be an old guy on our overnight sporting news radio or something, Matt McLaughlin.
I'm Matt McLaughlin.
Oh, my.
Okay, Matt McLaren swerving here in a ticker. There's no real definable quote in here like his first couple of outings in the e-break. This is just a lot of swerving, and he doesn't get help from Norm's crew that turns this into a ticker disaster.
Six Mavs scoring in double figures, including a season-low 10 points from Dirk. Dallas blew a 21-point first-half lead as they turned it over 23 times. Trying to be. The Mavs are in Oklahoma City tomorrow night. I'm just excited about all these moves in baseball because there's several of them to get to. The Phillies acquiring Roy Halladay from the Blue Jays.
Going crazy?
A little bit.
Is there a talk show I'm not part of here?
Toronto taking three prospects. The Phillies also shipping Cliff Lee to Seattle. A handful of prospects amongst all three teams. You guys, unbelievable. Big signings in the works as well as the Boston Red Sox set to ink righty John Lack.
Okay,
What's going on?
Well, he got harpooned there by Jer.
Yes,
several times.
His mistakes weren't that bad.
No, we all make mistakes, and you trip a little bit, and you keep going. But
Jer jumped in way too early.
The first one he did sound a little drunk. A blue, a bye.
Yeah, but they're just nipping at him and like piranhas.
Yeah, and then when he plays the tiger quickly. You want to listen to that drunk driving again there through the ticket ticker?
Not really.
All right. Well, then we don't have to. We can go to the candidate number two.
Let's please do that.
Which happened on our show, and this happened out of the ticker room. Sean Bass was filling in for Rich Phillips, and we were talking about musicals that we'd seen and how just impressive they are, especially if you see them on Broadway. I was talking about seeing Titanic on Broadway, and so Sean Bass thought he would join in on Titanic music talk. No, they made a ship sink on stage. It was incredible. The props that they had were just unbelievable.
That sea monster part was pretty cool, too. What was the sea monster part?
I don't remember that.
Oh, sorry. Wrong musical. Sean, we've got high-level broadcasting going on
here. I know.
All right?
It's brain surgery. No, we don't. You're doing fine.
Anyway, South Pacific is here at the Windspear.
Poor Sean didn't get a lot of support there.
He wanted to play, and
he did. But you know what? To Sean's credit, he is like the only guy I know that admits that he doesn't belong on the air.
He does not.
He's oftentimes said that to me.
Why would you say that about a coworker? Come on. Well, there's Seabass up for an e-break. And this is Norm up for an e-break, a very uneasy phrase that he told us as he was talking to us during crosstalk.
That is, if you lose the regular season closer...
In these matchups that he found?
Yes, uh-huh. If you lose the regular season game, you then come better... You then come back and do better.
What kind of herbal supplement are you endorsing these days?
Miser. Okay.
Yeah. Certainly.
Yep.
You do bounce back, right, let us say. And
that's out.
And
that makes sense, Norm.
Scoreboard, yes.
Because I would think it would be hard for any team.
There is three people sitting around hitting Norm with a stick there.
He's down on the ground and we're kicking.
He's down there and we're okay. That to pass out gets thrown in there and it's going on right now. And Jared threatens him with the music.
Threatens him with the end of the show.
I like how he changed it quickly to you bounce back better, let's say.
All right. I think, and by the way, I do think that would be a great slogan for an herbal supplement for that.
Sure, why not? All right, let's listen to that mess one more time.
That is, if you lose the regular season closer
in these matchups that he found.
If you lose the regular season game, you then come better. You then come back and do better.
What kind of herbal supplement are you endorsing these days?
Miser. Okay.
Yeah. Certainly.
Yep. You do bounce back, right, let us say. And
that's out.
And
that makes sense, Norm.
Scoreboard, yes.
Because I would think it would be hard for any team. You know what's funny about that is Norm catches it before anybody else.
Right. He reared up like the horse.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Matt McLaren, Seabass, and Norm at 214-787-1310.
Careful on the Norm vote.
Yes, just say Norm, okay, if you want to vote for Norm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Whoops.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, yes. This vote's for Thumper Hulk. I'm voting for that double play combination of Gary Hart and Tiger Woods.
Gary Hart and Tiger Woods.
Hmm.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
When Norm Hitchkiss is better, it makes me cry in my pants.
That's a Norm vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Junior Miller's Chupacabra has a bulge.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, it's a good Melomane. This is Rudy Pope.
Rudy, huh?
Vote for the Storm and Norman.
Okay.
Wow.
What do you think?
I don't know what's going on in the world.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
That's Ribby's brother, Rudy.
It's Rudy Paltz. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, AM homos. I'd like to vote for Matt McLaren.
Okay, thank you.
Not an official nickname.
Yeah, we're the Courage Boys, not the AM homos.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Norm DeStallion, please.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, these are all kind of stupid this week, so I'm going to vote for Vaginal Fights One More.
Yeah, because that's not stupid. That's really funny.
Hate you, sir.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Bruce Roberts Baldhead and Norm Hitchkiss.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Hello? Nope. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the Baron Seas of Norm's Inflamed Prostate.
Oh, my. Well, we have a winner.
Yay. Wow.
Norm has won it. He has done it again. Won yet another e-break for this unfortunate phrase just a couple of days ago.
That is, if you lose the regular season closer...
In these matchups that he found?
Uh-huh. If you lose the regular season game, you then come better... You then come back and do better.
What kind of herbal supplement are you endorsing these days? Miser.
Okay.
Yeah. Certainly.
Yep.
You do bounce back, right, let us say. And
that's out.
And
that makes sense, Norm.
Scoreboard, yes.
Because I would think it would be hard for any team.
Gosh, that's funny.
Don't you love the quick blast of a piece of music or half a drop?
Mm-hmm.
Just gives you the suggestion of it. Your mind fills in the rest.
Funny. Yet another e-break win there for Norm.